Geysers are relatively rare. The world has only about 1,000 of them, and half are in Yellowstone National Park. Their Old Faithful erupts regularly, but most of the others behave more mysteriously. NPR's Nell Greenfield Boyce reports that scientists have been analyzing another famous geyser known as Steamboat.
Steamboat is a rock star. This geyser can lie dormant for years, and then... Yellowstone visitors who are lucky enough to see Steamboat often post videos online, but it's hard to capture the power of the world's tallest geyser. It shoots steam and boiling water hundreds of feet into the sky.
So if you're standing next to it on the boardwalk, you are craning your neck all the way up to be able to see that water going up.
Mara Reed is a graduate student at the University of California, Berkeley. Steamboat can erupt as often as every few days. She says right now,
eruptions are happening more like weeks to months apart, but it is still erupting, so we still consider it within the active phase.
No one knows why this geyser erupts on one day and not another. That's why a couple years ago, she was super interested when a 3.9 magnitude earthquake shook the ground near Steamboat. The epicenter was just 7 miles away.
Somebody ran down there immediately after the earthquake to go check on Steamboat to see if it was doing anything. And right after the earthquake, it looked normal.
About 8 hours later, though, whoosh, a major eruption. So did the quake cause it? Reed and some colleagues did an analysis that was just published in the journal Volcanica. They point to some intriguing readings from a seismometer that's located near Steamboat. This instrument normally registers tiny vibrations that are caused by water boiling underground. And it looks like after the quake, this water moved, possibly towards the geyser.
I was a bit surprised when we looked and analyzed the seismic data, like, oh, there's something here.
Michael Poland wasn't part of the research team. He's with the U.S. Geological Survey and heads the Yellowstone Volcano Observatory.
I think it's really intriguing. And it strikes me as perfectly viable that a geyser that's close to erupting might be pushed over the edge by some seismic shaking.
The connection is hard to prove, but he says earlier this month, something really similar happened. A 4.1 magnitude earthquake occurred, this one about 100 miles from Steamboat. And 8 hours later, the geyser erupted.
It's difficult to say without a doubt that it wasn't just coincidence.
Scientists will keep investigating. Partly, they're interested because geyser eruptions work a lot like volcano eruptions. And researchers have long debated when and why an earthquake might trigger a volcano to go boom. Nell Greenfield Boyce, NPR News.